And I tell everybody, well, this way I'd be embarrassed if I get fat again.
Well, then you ought to see you got something. That's very smart, the past few months.
With your permission. This week, Parasha, Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats what happened in the last 40 years in the desert. One of the things is about sending the spies. I mean, I came to Moshe Rabbeinu, demanded from Moshe to send spies. So the Mishnah tells us Tisha B'Av, we mourn, we fast. It's because five things happen. The first thing is because we send the spies and the spies came back. And they told us it's not the right place for us to go. And we said we don't want to go. We cried. And Hashem said, okay, it's going to be now your punishment. You won't be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, the first thing happened on Tisha B'Av is the decree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that we should not go to Eretz Yisrael. But really, a lot of tzaddikim didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe's father, Moshe's mother, a lot of tzaddikim died. And never got to Eretz Yisrael. It's true. It's a tragedy. It's 10,000 people did not go to Israel. But in the Jewish history, it's not nice to say, but it is a very small number. The crusade killed millions. In all the history, the time is not suffered, millions and millions. Here Hashem said, okay, you can go to Israel. Okay, so. It's not something that you have to remember for the rest of your life. Happened. 2.4 million Jews died in Egypt 2 days before we left. It's not a tragedy. People didn't want to go. Not 600,000. 2.4 million people died. It's nothing. Do you have a mourning for this? Why? You're not Rashaim? They're not Rashaim? But these people are mostly came to them? They call it a shame because they didn't want to leave. But still, it's a tragedy. They also don't want to go. These people don't want to go. There's one opinion in the Gemara, they don't have a lot about these people. One opinion. A shame. They don't want to go to Israel. Okay? So, there's 2.4 million people who didn't go to Israel, don't do nothing. Nobody mourns them there. Nobody remembers anything about them. And here, 600,000. Mishnah says, that's what it is. The first thing happened, excuse me. On Tisha B'Av, you can sit here. I went to Mitzvah today. The first thing happened to Tisha B'Av, 600,000 people didn't go. 40 years later, before, 2.4 million people didn't go to Israel. Died within 3 days. Here, at least, they died within 40 years. In 3 days, they had 2.4 million funerals and left widows and orphans. Nothing. So here comes the Mishnah saying, this is Tisha B'Av. That's what happened to Tisha B'Av. Okay. The Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, the first Betamigdash, the second Betamigdash, excuse me. City of Beta. Okay, that sounds a little bit, if we may say, more convincing that you have to fast on Tisha B'Av. We're talking about hundreds of millions of people. The last thing to think about, the fifth thing is Nechresha Yir. Yimach Shemo. The first one is to think about the same thing. They came with bulldozers, tractors, and they plowed Yerushalayim. Okay, so it's a tragedy, they plowed Yerushalayim. How can you compare this tragedy? The first vitamin, the second vitamin, the city of Bethlehem with Mashiach, Bar Kochba was killed. I says, somebody plowed Yerushalayim, okay? Plowed Yerushalayim. Okay, so we don't know exactly where everything was standing, okay? But you can compare, you say, five things sounds like all the five things have something in common. You don't say little things. After you say, first Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash, Siddur Beit HaMikdash, Mashiach, okay. Also, Yerushalayim was plowed. What is this to do with it? Okay, that's the Mishnah in Masechet Tanit. The Mishnah in Masechet Erechin say, the way the Mishnah in Pekei Avot tells us, Am Yisrael so-called tested the Kadosh Baruch Hu 10 times. And test number 10, if we say it, such thing, is Lashon Hara. Am Yisrael said Lashon Hara. And then that was the end that Hashem said, forget about it. Until now, even though we complained, we did certain things, Hashem said, okay. Excuse me. But, says the Mishnah, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu signed and stamped that our generation will not go to Eretz Yisrael because of Lashon Hara. The question is, Lashon Hara what? What did they say? Is it Esther is not good? Excuse me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the 12 spies to go to Eretz Yisrael. Kulam Menashim HaShem Yisrael Lema. Torah tells us they are the best, the holiest of the holiest. From every tribe, one person. 10 out of 12. And Tzalacha, you go by majority. You go by majority. Tzalacha in Torah. 10 out of 12 said it's not for us. It's not for you. Hamelech Yishebe Ertzanei gives a Malek over there. And we saw Eretz Yisrael Yoshua, people die over there. Strange people over there. Corona. You don't want to go there. Okay, so. I don't know if it's Lashon Hara. I don't know. I don't know if it's Lashon Hara. If somebody send you the mission, if Moshe Rabbeinu send you the mission, and you have to come back, you got to say what you saw. Can hide information. This was your mission. Okay, so what did you say? Tell me, what did I say wrong? What is? Anyway, it's the 10 rabbis were chosen by Hashem. They didn't lie. Maybe they judge exaggerated a little bit. What's Lashon Hara? What's Lashon Hara? I saw funerals. It's Lashon Hara. I saw giants. It's Lashon Hara. What did I say? I didn't say nothing. I said, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a very hard time for him to take the goyim out of Eretz Yisrael. Well, it's not so simple not to believe in it. Not so simple. Especially after the Zohar says, but in Shamayim, there are 70 angels that represent 70 visions. And one time they wanted so-called to make a decision upstairs, to take over. Because with humbleness, almost said, okay, that doesn't mean that Hashem doesn't have the strength. It means Hashem is humble. People do what they want, and Hashem is Erech Hapayim. Hashem listens, and Hashem sees, and Hashem doesn't do anything. So my rabbi that went to Eretz Yisrael, is the head of the tribe, told me it's not for me. Okay, so, it's not Lashon Hara. I don't know, I didn't write the book Chafetz Chaim. I don't know, Chafetz Chaim, of course, he knows. But still, when you learn the Mishnah, what's Lashon Hara? So Hashem is upset. What's upset? What did I say? I didn't say nothing. What did I say? Especially, it's not so simple to say this is Lashon Hara on people. I said Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. It's not so simple. It's called Lashon Hara. It's a chidush. Because when this Hashem decided, wait, I'm Israel, 7,000 people are going to die, Lashon Hara. Moshe Rabbeinu revealed us the secret in this week's parashah. Until this parashah, we don't know really what happened. But here Moshe Rabbeinu says, after he gave the bad news to Am Yisrael that they're going to die, Am Yisrael said, okay, Chatan, we see. We are going to Israel. Moshe said, Hashem is not inside you. Forget about it. Moshe emphasized, Hashem is not inside you. En Hashem bekir bechem. Don't you dare. You're going to go, you're going to try, I'm telling you, the enemy is waiting for you, he's going to kill you. And that's what happened. We decided we will go. Nevertheless, Moshe describes that we also cried to Hashem. Not only we decided, we said, sorry. We said, sorry. Okay, sorry. And then we cried. But Hashem v'atibku, Torah says in the text. Okay, so where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech HaRachamim? Teshuvah. I did Teshuvah. I did Teshuvah. Moshe said, it's not going to help you anymore. Hashem spoke, forget about it. Why forget about it? Why forget about it? What did they do? I said, I don't want to go. Okay, I changed my mind. No, okay, fine. Nothing. It's not months later. The same day after Moshe gave us the news on Tisha B'Av that we can't go to Israel, we said right away, we sin. In the morning, we're going to Israel. Moshe said, don't go, don't go. So we cried. Moshe said, forget about it. What did they do? I didn't do nothing. So Moshe tells us, the way the Gemara explained, Moshe tells us, after we heard from the spies what happened, and we cried. So we stuck in the desert. But we said a statement that Hashem hates us. This was the Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara was not on Eretz Yisrael. Let's not call Lashon Hara. Again, say that. Maybe Rav Yitzchak will say, yes, Chas Shalom, I won't say anything. But Moshe tells us, "Vateragnu bo'olechem," you said lashon hara, but omru, and you said besinat Hashem otanu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu with His hatred, otzianu mitzrayim took us out of Egypt to die over him. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, Torah says, this was lashon hara, not lashon hara on Eretz Yisrael, lashon hara about Hashem, lashon hara about Hashem, that Hashem hates you. Okay, it's also not so bad. It's bad enough. He said, Hashem hates you. But, you know, the Gemara says that you don't judge a person while the person is suffering. See, they're all suffering now. My rabbi came back and said, it's not good for me. I'm stuck in the desert. What should I do? I said, Hashem hates me. Okay, fine. I made a mistake. No. It's a major mistake, said the Torah, said the Moshe Rabbeinu. When you said Hashem hates you, I tell you what you did. You took Hashem as the entity of mercy and you said that entity hates. Chaim explained to us what is really behind it. So Chaim tells us, as well, says the main name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way we see, don't pronounce it. It's a letter Yud and a Hei, Vav and a Hei. This is the name of mercy. Name of mercy. From that name, usually nothing can happen bad. If Hashem Chas Shalom does something, it's not from that name. That's called the Ilan HaKadosh, the holy tree of mercy. When a person Chas Shalom does something bad, sometimes what he does is he cuts Hashem's name into half. And the first two letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one side, and it's the last two letters on the other side. Where Am Yisrael did Chachamim say is like this. It's not that they said Hashem hates you. Hashem doesn't care if you say it. But what did you say exactly? You said the entity that is the entity of mercy, the four letters of Hashem, hates me. You know what you said? You said that this name hates us. Is it possible? When you say such a thing, what it means is, says the Gemara, you made this name as a cruel name by saying it. It's not just the Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara creates a new entity. What's the entity? So when you cut Hashem's name into two parts, the first two letters Yud and Hey, this is a name of very judgmental. Fine. Thank you for coming back from English. Judgmental. It's a very tough name, Yud and Hey. Very tough name. Hashem, the Gemara says, after Tamidash was destroyed. The Gemara Masechet Ehorin says, if you want to know how this world is running right now, the world is running on two wheels. Like you have a car with four wheels. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. The carriage, the wagon has four wheels, it's four letters of Hashem. Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei. In Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David. Right? After Beit HaMikdash, says the Gemara, Eruvin, the world is running on two wheels only. Two, which one? Yud and Hei. What happened? When people don't behave, they turn Hashem's name into, what do you say?
Gentlemen.
Because Yud Kevavke, excuse me, is the name of mercy, when somebody doesn't behave 100%, what he does, he changes Hashem's name, he cuts it into half. And the world is standing, running, says the Gemara, only on two letters, Yud and Hei. But it means like this. He said, Pasuk, B'tchuv Hashem Adayad, trust Hashem. B'tchuv Hashem, trust Yud Kevavke. Trust Yud Kevavke. Ki Be'yad Unai Tzur Olamim. Means like this. Hashem created the Olam Haba with the letter Yud and the Olam Hazeh with the letter Hei. This is the how the creation was. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu added Vav and Hei. Now it becomes the full letter of Hashem. This is how the world is able to continue. Without the four letters, the world will not be able to exist. Torah tells us, Yom Bo Hashem Elokim Yeretz V'Shamayim, Hashem added Yud Kevav Kev to creation. Am Yisrael, said the Torah, says Moshe Rabbeinu, I tell you what you did. You said like this, Hashem hates us. Who is Hashem? The four letters, this is the main name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of mercy. You said, this one hates you? Yeah, I tell you what you said. You said, no. You took this name and you broke it. And by breaking it, now, this is no more Yud Kevavke. Right now, that's what you did. Therefore, Chachamim said, there's no forgiveness for this. Likewise, Chachamim said, if you remember, Hashem said, Amalek. Hashem hates Amalek. When Shaul HaMelech came back from the war, Hashem told Shmuel HaNavi, listen, I regret I made him the king. He said, what did he do? He didn't kill Amalek. He didn't kill Amalek. So, let him kill Amalek now. Hashem says, no. Hashem says, I changed my mind about Shaul. What did Shaul do? Shmuel told him, go kill Amalek. He did not kill all the people. So what? He said, kill them now. What's the problem now? The problem is like this. Torah tells us, ki yad al kes kam el chama Hashem Amalek. What Amalek did, whatever he did, he cuts Hashem's name from four letters to two letters. In the text, in the Torah. Ki yad al kes ka yud and hey. For this is not forgiveness. That's not to forgive. It's not the forgive. It's not that you did something. You so-called, you broke the entity of HaKadosh Baruch. That's what Amalek did. That's what Hashem said. Go destroy Amalek. And that's the Gemara says, Mashiach will gather all of Israel ve'yachid zaro shel Amalek v'yivneh Beit HaMikdash. You can't have Beit HaMikdash unless you destroy that entity. What did this entity? What do you want from this guy Amalek? What did he do? What did he do? He didn't do nothing. You know what he did? He cuts Hashem's name. That's all. Whatever he did. Secret what he did. But that's what he did. It's in the Torah, in the text. And this is what Shabbat tells them, listen, I want to explain to you something. What you said now, the Lashon Hara about Hashem, is not the Lashon Hara that you say Hashem hates us. You said Hashem, God of mercy, hates us. It means like this. You said something against Hashem's name. And against Hashem's name, now Hashem's name is cut. Now, says the Gemara, the world is running only on the two wheels. That's the problem in life. And let's the Chachamim explain to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his mercy, before Matan Torah, before Har Sinai, we had the war with Amalek. Torah tells a story. What was the end of Amalek? Torah tells you in the text. Hashem's name is God. Then Hashem tells us, he's going to give us the Torah. He's going to give us the Torah. You read the Torah, you read the Chumash, Hashem wants to give you the Torah. No, no, no. You got it wrong. Hashem doesn't care less if you keep the Torah or not. But the Gemara explained to us, the Mishnah explained to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Naz Yashir every day, Hashem Ish Milchama. Hashem is a man. Then comes the Mishnah and it says, Biyom Chatunaton, we are the bride. Comes the Gemara. Man is spelled Aleph Yud Shin, so you have a Yud. Isha is spelled Aleph Shinei, you have a Hey. It's Yud and a Hey. Okay? The Gemara says, Ish Visha Shechina Benehem, means like this, no, you get married, you have Shechina. Tom Evelina said, no, I'll tell you what it is, it's a secret. Yud and Hey is not a good name to live with. It's very, what do you call it?
Gentleman.
Yeah. I never said this word before I came in. People say, okay, Ish has a Yud, Isha has a Hey, perfect, you have Hashem's name. You don't want it's Hashem's name. You want Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey. You want four letters. You don't want two. The two is what? Gentleman. Says the God, maybe I'll tell you what it is. Here's how important is the ketubah. In the wedding, the ketubah, the ceremony of the ketubah, people don't understand it. This is this one rabbi stands over there and reads the ketubah. It's a joke. This is what it is. He says, give it to the kid to be the ketubah. I says, no, this rabbi is having the ketubah. He's going to be the ketubah. It's important. Witness the ketubah. What's the ketubah? Says the God, maybe now. If you take the word ketubah and you divide it into syllables, this is ketov vav he. So the man under the chuppah is the yud, ish. The bride, isha, hey. Shechina b'neim, what shechina b'neim? What shechina b'neim? The Gemara says you may not live with your wife 1 second if she doesn't have ketubah. So what's the big deal about ketubah? What's ketubah? More was written in Ketubah. A certain amount of money. Here, honey, here's the money. No, I don't understand. Ketubah is accomplishing Hashem's name. The man has a yud, the lady has a hey, and the Ketubah is the vav and a hey. That's how powerful the Ketubah is. Without the Ketubah, yes, you have Hashem's name. But the Hashem's name is very tough. It's only two letters. Hashem created this world with two letters. Then Hashem added. He says, what did Hashem add? He says, Yom HaShishi V'Echulu HaShemayim V'Chotzvam HaShishi V'Zivam. He says, the Gemara, Hashem created this world with the letter Hey. Olam Haba is Yud. He says, Yud and Hey, to tell you first, the most important is Olam Haba. Okay. I came to Olam Haba, Yibin Olam Hazeh, is letter Hey. Fine. So I need the Vav Hey. I need the Vav Hey. Where do you get this? Where do you get the Vav Hey? The Vav Hey, Chachamim said, this is the Torah. The Torah. When Hashem brought us to Har Sinai, the accomplishment of Har Sinai was that after Amalek so-called destroyed Hashem's name, and Hashem's name became only half Yud and Hey, and it's very judgmental, whatever it is, doesn't matter anymore. I said, how can you exist? You can't exist. You can't exist if Hashem's name is not complete. Impossible. So Hashem wrote to Har Sinai, and Hashem is Ish Milchama. Hashem is the man, as a youth. We are the bride. We have a hay. And Hashem gave us the Torah. The Torah was the Ketubah, Chachamim say. Now you have, again, Yud and Hay Vav. That's the story of the Torah. And so the Torah, Hashem wants to give us the Torah. Without the Torah, you honor very hard name of Hashem. And Hashem wants us to be able to exist. Let me do the golden calf. Again, we cut the name. Let me do the Mishkan. we got the Rav here again, because Hashem said, "Yichu li truma li lishmi." Hashem said, "Bring truma for my name." Everybody says, "What's my name? Which name?" Of course, the one. No. You give donation to the Mishkan, and it's called Mishkan Ha'edut, the Mishkan of the Torah. Then you have the Vav Hey. Veshachanti betoham. Says Vav Hey will go inside you. And inside you, you have the chance to exist. Came the Mechaglim. Here, Mr. Moshe Rabbeinu, look what you did. Look what you did. Back to square one. You said Hashem hates you. He said, "No, who hates you? You don't have Avay. It means you cut it again back to you don't have. That's the problem with that." And that is the Lashon Rabbah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what happened to Shabbat. Come to me, I'll tell you what happened to Shabbat. What happened? I said, 600,000 people couldn't go to Israel. He said, "What's the problem? 2.4 million Jews died in Egypt. You don't see nothing. Tell you the difference. They died because they didn't want to go. You died because you cut Hashem's name." So you brought now the world into a situation. And the Torah says, the Gemara explained to us, after the Meraglim, for 38 years, Moshe could not speak to Hashem. Hashem won't answer Moshe. Hashem doesn't answer from Yud-Kei. Hashem answers from Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. That's what the Torah says, Hashem answers, spoke to Moshe from the Mishkan. Torah tells you, you know what? Dibarti itcha sham. Gemara says, so Torah tells you, where is Hashem speaking to Moshe? He says, mibein shnei akrovim. Torah tells you, Hashem speaks to Moshe from the top of the ark. For what? Why? Why did Torah emphasize? Because the ark is the Vav and the Hey, this is the Torah. And it says, Hashem is God of mercy. He speaks to you from Vav and the Hey. He doesn't speak to you from Yud and Hey. Yud and Hey is too tough. And therefore, Hashem did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu now. But after the Meraglim, after they all died, was the kapara, what they did, then Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's the Gemara says, you know, Tu B'Av is coming up. You know, Tu B'Av is. The Gemara says, you know what? The people stopped dying. So the Rishonim, nah, that's not enough. But this is a separation of Tu B'Av. The separation of Tu B'Av is because now Hashem resumed so-called the dialogue with Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the happiness of Tu B'Av. So what do you think it is? It's now Hashem answered the phone. But it means like this, now Hashem's name is back to us. Now it's a Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, it's a four-wheeler again. That's the accomplishment of Tu B'Av. And that's what the Mishnah says. You should know what happened to Tu B'Av. I tell you, five things happened. What happened? First thing, 600,000 people died. It's not that 600,000 people died. It's the broke Hashem's name. Was destroyed because Hashem's name was broken. Because when Shlomo went to Mikdash, Hashem came. But Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem wasn't very happy. People did not behave. The person doesn't behave. Hashem's name is being caught. Second Beit Hamikdash, same thing. City of Beit Amid Mashiach, same thing. What's the problem? The problem is you don't keep Hashem's name consistently. Consistently, you say? Yeah. Consistently. How's the Mishnah? I tell you a secret. The plow is Yerushalayim. What is it about? Who cares about it? Chachamim tell us, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Hashem, Enei Hashem Elokei Chaba, Hashem looks at the city of Yerushalayim. Hashem looks. What it means is, that in Yerushalayim you have Hashem's name. That's what it means. And if somebody plowed Yerushalayim, so called, he plowed Hashem's name. That's what it means. That's what the Mishnah says. Tishabab, you mourn Tishabab, you do Ta'anit, you did it, the whole thing is nothing. Hashem wants from you something else. Hashem wants you to know that his name is going to be complete. Hey, Hashem Melech HaKol Haaretz. Hashem Echad Ushmur Echad. Says the Gemara, tell you what it is. Hashem will be complete. What does it mean, Hashem complete? What does it mean, Hashem Echad Ushmur Echad? Of course, Hashem Echad Ushmur Echad. What does it mean? Gemara, tell you what it is. It means Yud Kei Vav Kei is going to be complete. It's not complete right now. It's not complete. So he went to exile. It means Hashem's entity, so-called, was not merciful. What it means is Hashem's name is half. He only used the name. Let's come to Gemara. The world is running today on two wheelers. Finished. You pray to Hashem, okay. So what you pray? I pray Hashem's name should be complete. That's what it is. Let's Chachamim say, let's read what the Gemara means. The Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us that what happened to Tisha B'Av, said Lashon Hara, it's not Lashon Hara. It's nothing. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Masechet Tanit, and then the Mishnah in Masechet Terachin, it's nothing. That's not the problem. The problem is we need Hashem. We need Yud Kei Vav Kei. And Yud Kei Vav Kei is only by Torah. Without Torah, there's no Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because that's Hashem, Hashem's accomplishment for us. And that's Chachamim say, that's what happened to Mordechai and Esther. We were in exile. We were in exile in Iran, in Babel. And Bet HaMikdash, they tried to build Bet HaMikdash. Construction stops. Hashem already told Koresh, tell the Jewish people to go back to Israel. Mordechai was a Navi. There were three Navi'im, Chagai, Zachar, Malach, and Shnei Esar Gedola. We're going to Israel. They try to start the construction. The Arabs stop us. They stop us. They go back to Achashverosh. Stop construction. What's behind it? Hashem said to go. Hashem said to go. What's the problem? Listen. When Hashem told you to go, it was Yudkei. Yudkei. Because Hashem promised. Hashem told him, it's going to be 7 years. So 7 years, I'm finished. Okay. I'm going to Israel. Listen. You can't go to Israel if Yud Kei is here. You can. You need Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei, that's the name of mercy. What was the problem, the Gemara says? That Am Yisrael never accepted Torah Sheba'al Peh. They said, we believe in Hashem?
Yeah.
In the Chumash. It was the Likut Yosef. Am Yisrael Bawa. Show me the Torah. Show me. The Gemara says it. Mordechai was able to convince Am Yisrael then to accept Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh is Vav and Hei. He says that will happen. Now, soon, you're going to go back to Israel. You'll be able to continue building Bet HaMikdash. Because other than that, Hashem said, go, yeah, go. But it's going to be very hard. Very hard for you. Because Hashem is not acting as a full name, only half a name. And the full name is only Torah. That's what the Zohar says. Mashiach doesn't come because we don't study Torah. Our Chaim brings it. So Zohar says we're lazy, we don't study Torah. I said, what do you mean you don't study Torah? What's the problem exactly? There, what the problem is, if you don't study Torah, the Torah is the Ketubah, it's the Vav and Hei. If we don't study Torah, Hashem is not complete. It's not complete, no Mashiach. That's what Hashem told Shmuel. I regret this guy Shaul. So what's the problem? What's the problem? He did not worry about my name. The opposite is David HaMelech. He said, I want Bet HaMikdash all my life. David HaMelech, the Gemara says, the whole day he was learning Torah. I said, it's not learning. You learn Torah, you bring Hashem's name back. You don't learn Torah, you're under a judgmental umbrella, Yudanah. That's what the Mishnah tells us. It's not you eat meat, you don't eat meat, you have wine, you don't have wine, you do shave, you don't shave. It's all thing is nonsense. It's only to remind us our job on the Shabbat. What is this? I said, if you do the job right, it means Hashem is going to appear. Right now, Hashem is Yudanah. Two very hard letters. We need to bring Vavanehei. Vavanehei is the Ketubah, is the Torah.
The
Yudkei
is more than Vavkei?